level, you can read his work on examiner.com, where he writes a daily technology column, also featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. One of his newer endeavors is Everything Georgia. You can learn more about that, gafollowers.com. Follow Rick on Twitter, Rick Roswell. We welcome in Rick Lifford for his weekly segment here on 640 WGSD. Rick, you were just spending some time down there in Puerto Rico. Hope you used enough sunscreen there, my man.
I did so, but what was worse was getting off the plane. It was 50 degrees colder than when I boarded the plane, so that was a little bit of a shock to the system.
Yeah. So when did you get in? Was it yesterday? Did you arrive in the middle of all of this cold snap here that the news stations have been documenting minute by minute and degree by degree?
Yeah, I arrived last night, so it was 93 when I left, and it was 43 when I arrived.
Tell us a little bit about this luxurious resort that you got to spend a couple of days visiting, Rick.
Yeah, I was down there for 4 days, doing a few pieces, but one of them was on this new resort about 2 years old. It's called Royal Isabella, and RoyalIsabella.com. It's owned by a former pro tennis player, Charlie Passarell. It's a tennis angle, but it's a great golf course. It's just a really exclusive resort that they have plans to grow in the future, golf course. You don't stay in a hotel, you stay in a little casita. It's just beautiful and perfect. And also, it's not a good angle. They're real eco-friendly there. They believe in conservation and sustainability. And they're kind of forward-thinking with a lot of things. So it was good to do these pieces.
I'm telling you what, Rick, if you ever need an assistant, I would like to raise my hand for that position, because it sounds like an awful lot of fun there going on these beautiful excursions, man.
They're fun, so, but I'm not there with my feet up and there were toes in the sand. I know it's hard to explain this to people, but it actually is a lot of work, and my normal work doesn't stop when I'm on these trips. So a lot of times I'm pulling double or triple duty, but it's not bad conditions. We're treated well, and hopefully I get some good stories from you. I think people seem to like them, and I think they're fun to do. I don't do something unless I enjoy it or want to do it, so I guess I got a pretty
No, absolutely. The work never stops for you, Rick. Of course, you can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. Always churning out some incredible content, talking about the latest and greatest in technology. Rick, you're featured in Best Pitch I Ever Got. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for people that maybe want to learn a little bit more about me or kind of more what I do, my new website, they had me as the first featured writer on it, and as a writer, we get pitches on things to write about. So our company started this website, bestpitchieverGot.com. I'm the first person that's interviewed for it. And I think you guys did a pretty good job kind of putting out there what I do and summing up kind of how busy I am and you know what I do for a living and a little bit more about me. So people can check that out if they want to see the link, stuff I write, and kind of what I do. And so I know you kind of know what I do. So I appreciate your support and everything you say. So you're a good champion of what I do.
Absolutely. We talk every week with Rick Lippert here on 640 WGST. Rick, tell us a little bit about Microsoft's fixing of a bug or bugs that date back to Windows 95. Is that for real?
Yeah, it is for real. Everybody that has Windows probably got their update this week on Tuesday or Wednesday that was downloaded on your computer. And believe it or not, there was a 19-year-old bug that they just discovered that it started in Windows 95 and it continued every Windows up until now. And it was an opening for attackers to get into your computer and add code into programs or things that are in your machine. And it was finally fixed now. They just discovered it. So there was a 19-year-old bug. And I guess that's from the better late than never file. But Windows really on top of things 19 years later.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like you just said, better late than never. Here's an interesting study here that I know you can talk with us a little bit about. One that indicates that an incompetent technology challenged boss makes his or her workers unhappy.
Yeah, they make it frustrating to them. It's what the study that has showed a couple of years the study's been in effect. And on two different fronts, they're frustrated if their boss doesn't understand some of the technology that people talk around the office, what the employees are talking about. And they're also frustrated because that means usually that boss won't give them the latest technology at the workplace to have at their disposal. So it frustrates the employees and the rank and file workers to no end. So, as time goes on, a lot of bosses are beating themselves, I guess, out of the workplace. But tech challenge bosses really frustrate the employees.
I can relate to some of that, too. I have been employed at a couple of different places where the immediate supervisor or department head did not really understand necessarily a lot about the importance of social media as a communication and marketing tool. And it was really frustrating, just the fact that they didn't understand that there were things that we needed to do. And even when we nudged them, these supervisors, to say, hey, look, we really need to be on top of this, they just didn't even seem to make it a priority. But in a big way, that's how people are communicating with their audiences, and all businesses have audiences. It's not just TV stations, you know?
Yeah, I would say this is nothing new. So it kind of started with email, getting everybody on board, and everybody on board with the internet. And now, like you say, getting everyone on board with the power of social media. It's taken time. I guess the time is strong will survive. So, like I said, these bosses are probably leading themselves out of their positions. And new people coming in have appreciation for what all this can do for